Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and welcome to another episode, a short episode, Mini Music Monday, always short, always 15 minutes, always music-related. This week featured another 80s television show theme song.
That's right, by request.
This is amazing because I forgot what this was even about. Oh my gosh.
We just got some pretty...
You guys, I just had the best giggle. A true LOL. Oh man. You know, it's so good to laugh. So good to laugh.
It's great.
Good old solid LOL.
I've heard a lot of pretty good laughs from you in the last week.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a couple of things cooking. And Adele has just been laughing about all of it.
Gosh.
And it's funny because I'm leaving for Australia tomorrow, which to me is somber.
Yeah, it's not an LOL.
It's somber.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I have a pain in my knee, my left knee, and I'm like hoping that it's not some sort of blood clot that disengages during my
mid-flight.
long, deep thrombotic.
Please stand up on that flight. I want you to do your stretches.
Song commencing in five norms.
When you've got no lights, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail. Your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, the troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead, the moon is looking bright. Your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. Your husband likes another girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Where everybody knows your name. originally or written by Gary Portnoy and Judy Hart Angelo.
Yeah.
For the TV series for the TV series Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes.
Cheers. Clink.
I have my fact notebook. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get some facts in.
You're holding it.
I'm holding it.
Yeah, it's your cute little notebook.
So the theme song was actually composed as the theme song.
So it was written for the show.
Yeah, and in that length that you see it in the show, that was it, right? Mm-hmm. And it was the fourth version of a song that Gary and Judy were working on. And then when it became the theme, when it was finally approved, like the producers were super involved and they changed the lyrics and they got it exactly the way they wanted it. Mm-hmm. Then they went into the studio, Gary and Judy, and they made a new version. They made a lengthened version.
Oh, like a song. They made it a song.
Which is what I just played. I played the full version of the song, but that came after them composing the theme.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought was interesting.
I think it has a little bit of a... We were just speaking about Billy Joel before we were recording, and it does have a little bit of that Billy Joel-esque feel, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like Piano Man vibes, yep. Right? Like, everyone knows your name.
Fly on the Wall, Piano Man vibes.
Saddle up to the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the truth is we've actually, we recorded this episode once already, and we had some electrical issues in our house this week. Lights went out, folks. Some lights went out.
I forgot to save the podcast before the lights went out.
Yeah, and so our electrician came and had to do some switcheroonies, and oops, the episode was gone. So
it was gone. But it gave me another opportunity to mix the theme.
Yeah.
You
okay.
I was able to mix it a little more.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was great. You know what it reminded me of?
What?
Like an 80s movie that had, like, they took the original song and then made it kind of like a pop song at the end, like for the credits.
Oh.
Do you remember, I'm thinking of like National Lampoon's Vacation or something that, like, you know, when they're on the roller coaster and there's just like this really banging fun pop song like playing while the credits are rolling and they're showing like snapshots. I felt like that was kind of an early, were early to do that where they had kind of like some pictures going while the credits were rolling with like a poppy song.
Oh.
Where you felt like you were getting a little even more like, ooh, this is kind of like the behind the scenes.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So that was my punky poppy version of the Cheers theme.
I really liked that show.
Did
you watch that show?
I did.
Yeah.
I did watch that show. It debuted on August 13th, 1982. And interestingly, 1982 was a really big year for hardcore punk rock.
Mm.
And just down the street from the Cheers bar, the exterior
in Boston,
just down Beacon Street, like really close, is the Massachusetts... Massachusetts State House.
Okay.
The capital of Massachusetts. And there's this really famous punk rock record cover, hardcore SSD Control. The kids will have their say. It's the whole Boston crew storming the steps of the Capitol.
Wow.
Yeah. Black and white. Just really kind of black and white, arresting black and white image of SSD Control. It looks scary. And right down the street from that, walking distance, is Cheers. And then... just another block from that is a place that the last place I lived in Boston.
Huh.
The last apartment that I inhabited in Boston was on Beacon Street, close to Cheers. And there was a Bank of America there.
Okay.
And I went in to do my transaction, and the door opened up, and there was like $150 there. Like I found $150 in the bank machine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds lucky.
Yeah. It was one of the, I was like, why didn't
I don't
this,
know if I've ever found I that type of
it.
Money.
And it was like, it was kind of a, the funny thing was, it was at a time when I didn't needed it as much as I needed it before.
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I was kind of like, oh, okay.
Of course I found more money.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny.
Oh, wow.
So those are little connections I wanted to make.
Yeah.
Where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers, the exterior, and the Massachusetts State House.
Mm, and that band.
And that band, SSD Control.
So the band was called SSD Control.
Yes.
What does that stand for?
Society System D Control.
Wow. So were they, I'm a little bit afraid to ask, what's the deal? Were they like anti-government or something? Like why were they storming the Massachusetts Capitol?
The title of the record is "The Kids Will Have Their Say." So okay. I guess they were going to go.
So sort of like a protest type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were a straight edge band.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the first bands that kind of had like a militant edge to them a little bit.
But just to be clear, we're not saying that they're in any way connected to like the storming of the Capitol on January 6th, like that type of like thinking or philosophy, right? No,
there was definitely like
totally
a liberal.
They're liberal.
It was definitely like more of a liberal thing, but with a bit of an edge.
Okay.
A bit of a liberal
spice.
Yeah, but it was about community and you know, dudes supporting dudes. There was a lot of there was a little family.
A bro down.
It was a super duper bro down. And the shows that SSD Control played were pretty, you had to watch yourself out there on the dance floor. You had to watch out because
I don't love that. I don't love it.
I found my little spot. I'd go right to the corner of the PA so I could pretty much have everything covered and see anybody coming at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also able to see the band at the same time. But I saw SSD Control several times.
I'm sure it's an unpopular opinion because a lot of people like that. But I just never liked that environment because... Well, I'm a woman and I felt unsafe, you know? And so for me, I didn't like threats while I was just going to listen to music, you know? So I'd like steer clear of like the mosh pit, the thing, which, to be perfectly honest, really does not happen like it used to. I mean, what used to happen was like elbows and fists and it was pretty scary. I saw some rough ones. I was at Lollapalooza, and I'll never forget when Ministry played, and I thought I was going to die. I was like, holy shit, it's a tornado.
There was another band from Boston called DYS who were similarly powerful to SSD Control. And they had a song called Circle Storm, which was like the best. I love that song so much. But it's basically about a pit.
It's about the circle storm. That's a perfect description, actually. The circle storm. Yes. Yeah,
and when I tried to join the circle storm at one show in Boston, the Dead Kennedys played, which was so everybody was there. All the new crew in Boston and everybody from miles around just came to see the Dead Kennedys play at this pretty big club.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to join the Circle Storm, and it was brutal.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, well, holy shit. So I just basically like, where's the stage? And I grabbed the stage. I climbed up on the stage.
You went up on the stage?
And I just sat.
To pull yourself out, huh?
Yeah, but then I just sort of sat there like, hey, here I am.
Oh my God, that's adorable. So you were then sitting the stage.
But I was sitting right next to a bouncer, and he and all of a sudden he jerked to the side, and he notices me, and then he's like, he gave me the like, it, I mean, we're right in front of the band, so you can't hear a thing, but he gave me this big like Boston real broad like, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
Like looking at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then grabs me by the collarbone and like drags me to the side of the stage and throws me back into the crowd. And I was like, that's it. That's all I need. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Never again will I join the Circle Storm.
So you also were Circle Storm avoidant.
Oh, yeah. No, because it was dangerous and I was smaller. And it was just not fun.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I was in, high school, and so I wanted to like smoke cigarettes and have no one in my way.
See, you're talking like, get out of my way.
I'm busy killing my lungs.
Oh God, yeah.
I just want to watch this band.
Yeah, by the time Rage Against the Machine was playing Lollapalooza, the pits that they would make pits for,
they'd make pits for anything. They needed no excuse.
People make pits for new dinosaur shows, Dinosaur Junior shows. There's people kinda...
I will say I've seen a little bit of a resurgence of like the Circle Storm, but I wouldn't, honestly, it's way gentler than what we had. I mean, truly, I don't know. Unless maybe there's like some underground scene of crazy circle swarms out there, but
I've seen Negative Approach play some smaller clubs.
Yeah.
And they attract like the older guys and like a real, they still, it's amazing how hardcore still communicates to a real.
Yeah.
Particular little dude.
But you know, Negative Approach really love women, and so
they
unsafe watching Negative Approach. I swear, if I was in danger, I know John Brandon would save me.
You saw Negative Approach. You didn't see them at a small club in St. Louis, you know.
Yeah,
so I'm just saying.
I go, Harold, turn around. Help me, Harold.
Yeah. So I did. So when I was originally considering the Cheers theme, I thought I would do it SSD style, but there's so much screaming involved in that music, and I just didn't really feel like bringing that kind of...
I really like the title of that, The Kids, what is it?
The kids will have their say. There we go. I can show you the record. I don't know.
What's your favorite song on it?
Your favorite song is Boiling Point.
Do you have a favorite song on it?
I do. Well, there's a song called How Much Art Can You Take, which is just two chords over and over again. So they're kind of like making fun of arty bands.
Leadoff song.
So you put me on the spot. I should have brought the record up here.
Boiling Point.
Usually you regurgitate that stuff so quickly and happily.
No.
Your little hardcore memories.
No.
Norman.
And on that, Norman, Mini Music Monday concludes. Thank you so much for listening.
Wait one second. Adele is going to read the X-Claim mission statement from the SSD Control Kids Will Have Their Say LP insert.
Come up here with us. Emotions, let them go. Gotta be real hard. Have to let them show. Must show the others. Be true, that's no lie. We can rock together without getting high. They will try to stop us. Most they can do is dent. Together we are one. Our message has been sent. Won't play the places where the kids can't go. Only play to people whose heads are in the show. You gotta do it yourself if you wanna do it right. Not at clubs that sell drinks till 4 in the night. Exclaim. The scene is real and made up of friends, not centered on fashion or all of New York trends. Our values are each other, yet we all don't think the same. If hardcore includes a bunch of jerks, then we just must exclaim.
Wow.
I like that.
It's like a poem on it.
A poem.
I never realized that.
It's a poem on here. And it's really sincere and kind of amazing, actually. And it's probably spoke to a lot of people.
It spoke to me. And there's a wonderful picture of them playing. I think the picture was taken.
They were also available to tour here. Yeah, they have the dates.
The picture was taken by the singer's brother. Yeah.
I think I can see why this would be like something that a young dude...
Me?
Yeah, a young Lou Barlow. It meant something to you, huh?
It did.
Aww.
It was exciting that they were from Boston. It was close.
I think it's actually really sweet that they wrote a poem. This is literally a poem.
Yeah.
Nice.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.